planners in the El Paso region consider changes that result from truck movements and how to mitigate all that change?
That's correct. And traffic here is different. Primarily, what we see here is basically within the traffic stays within the larger binational metropolitan area. Most of this truck traffic is traffic that originates locally in Ciudad Juarez, crosses to El Paso, picks up cargo in El Paso or drops off cargo in El Paso and returns to Juarez. So most of the trucks that are crossing the border are actually what we call dredge trucks, and those are trucks that are domiciled in the Ciudad Juarez area, primarily. They are Mexican carriers. So the traffic in here is very different. The patterns are different. Like Jeff was describing, historically, the way that Juarez developed, a lot of those maquiladoras were close to the Bridge of the Americas. And we saw this issue come up in 2015 when we did a regulatory plan for the World Bank and the municipality of Ciudad Juarez, where it was very clear that there was a lot of legacy industry that maquiladoras that had in these areas for a long time, industrial areas blended with residential areas. And that's certainly a problem in the long run because maybe the streets are not designed for that purpose and so on. And so far, we have been discussing the northbound because that's what we know the most about. But there's no agency that is collecting data for how much traffic is going southbound other than Mexican Aduana. So there are no official counts that are published because Aduana doesn't publish that data. Nobody knows how many vehicles are crossing southbound. So I think the concern is not so much where are the 500 trucks per day that cross northbound going to go, because 500 is relatively small compared to the rest of the traffic we see in the other crossings or the capacity of the other crossings. But what happens with the traffic that goes southbound? Is this a big problem or not? Because if it's a small amount, I guess the impact of moving them would not be as large as if they are many. And I think that's at the crux now of the analysis that stakeholders are going through with this environmental impact statement. I'd say there are lots of questions that still need an answer. And that's primarily the position right now of the planning agency here, the El Paso MPO. They want to see more data before they can get behind one of the alternatives.